It was time for Diane's mom to die, but it was a little way, but it was time, and it was still, it was time, it was heaven is better than earth, because that was her, Diane's mom, and it's so sad, but it is happy, because it was time. And it was he, and it was him. Okay, time for Denny's. It was time for Denny to die, but it was Diane's brother, and Diane is his sister, and we are uncles, and he is happy. I think he's sad. He's in heaven.
He's happy.
It's happy, but it's fun. Heaven is better than earth, because it was Uncle Denny. It was Uncle Denny, and we all love Denny, and it was fun. Him, but now Diane and Todd and Tower Grandpa, now wake Grandpa with him. It's over.
My brother Denny was 9 years older than me. I don't know much about his childhood, but as I looked through pictures when he was young, he was always smiling and looked like he was a ball of energy. Some of my memories are of family vacations. I always had to sit in the middle of the back seat between Denny and Dave and probably annoyed them, or was it the other way around? My parents took us all over the country, visiting many national parks, and he was the one who seemed to enjoy those destinations the most and showed interest and was inquisitive. During his high school years, I remember attending his basketball and baseball games, listening to the band concerts, and probably at the time didn't give him much credit or take much notice of his talents and accomplishments. But as I grew older, I thought back to those times and gained a greater respect for him. I remember as a Ridgeville Falcon fan, sitting on the bleachers on the stage at home basketball games, I actually watched him and remembered a particular shot he made. From my vantage point, I couldn't see him when he put the shot up, as he was in the one corner at the end of the court and gave that ball a heave to the other end, and lo and behold, it went in. People were going a little crazy. My friends looked at me and said, "Did you see that?" I was waving the cheerleaders' borrowed pom-poms and jumping up and down because I saw the ball go through the net, but no, I didn't know it was Denny that had made the shot. Going to visit him while he was attending Northwestern University and meeting his friends was always an exciting trip to the Windy City. Most of his college friends were from larger cities and towns and poked a little fun at him from being from where? Ridgeville Corners. He was proud of his hometown and shared with them all that he could. Golfing became his hobby, and I remember tagging along sometimes when he and my dad would go to St. Mike's Golf Course. I never had the passion he did for the game, but in thinking back, I am glad to have had that time with he and my dad. We also watched a lot of golf on TV. My mom took Denny and I to a celebrity golf tournament. Arnold Palmer was one of the celebrities. Denny was a fan and had a book that he had written, which he brought along in hopes to get Arnold's autograph. At one point, it looked like a great opportunity to ask him for his autograph, so Denny shoved the book at me and said, "Here, go see if he'll autograph this." So I walked up and I asked Arnold if he would autograph this book for my brother Denny. I handed him the book and a marker pen, and he signed it. Others found this a good opportunity to also get his autograph. So he started to sign other people's badges and the like, and I just stood there. Finally, I said, "Can I have my pen back?" Denny was so embarrassed that I asked for that pen back. I just looked at him and said, "It was my pen." I think we were all surprised that he didn't pursue a law degree after his graduation from Northwestern. But after returning home and working briefly at LaCroix and Archbold, and there is another story there which could be the reason he didn't stay there too long, let's just say there was an issue with him and a piece of equipment. And whenever I think of chop suey, well, let's just put it this way. I think it could have been chop Denny. I could imagine that was a primary reason for him not remaining there too long. There were several evenings where he and my dad sat at the kitchen table having long talks, and it seems like it wasn't long after he began working for my dad at Meyer Farm Service. Brother Dave had already been working there for several years. I have my doubts that Denny would have imagined carrying on the legacy that my dad Maynard and his brother Lomer started in the farm implement business. As the years went on, it became more important to him that the business continue, and he faithfully worked at that alongside Dave for nearly 50 years. I spent a little bit more time with both of them in these last few years doing some book work for them during my retirement, and in the last few months have spent more time with Denny, taking him to doctor's appointments. While working in the office and he was teaching me how to make certain entries, he would get off track and tell me about so-and-so who bought this unit back in 19-something. Or we'd be driving to one of his doctor's appointments and he would point out, well, the person that lives there bought this or that. Or he would point to a particular unit and say, "We sold that to him," and then proceed to tell me about that person's business or farm operation. Denny loved his family. He was proud of his brother Doug's musical talents and accomplishments. He knew that without the hard work and dedication of his brother Dave, there would be no Meyer equipment. He was thankful that God blessed Dave with a wonderful wife, Kirsten. And then they had their son, Bryce, whom Denny got to work with for a number of years. And then was so happy when Bryce married Tracy, and they have shared their two precious children, Barrett and Violet, with him. Denny made every effort to be as involved as possible with Barrett and Violet through activities as they participated in here at Zion. Those were precious times for Denny. Denny stored lots of information in that memory of his, but even with all that knowledge stored there from the business and from his days earning his political science degree, the best knowledge he shared was what he learned, studied, and believed, and that was knowing that he was one of God's precious creations. He was baptized and confirmed in the faith. He believed that Jesus was born, he lived, suffered, died, and rose so that his sins would be forgiven, and that on Denny's last day here on earth, he would enter heaven with all other believers in Christ who had gone before him. We had conversations in which he shared his belief in God. He shared his regrets for things that he had said or done. And he said with all confidence that he believed that by confessing those sins and believing in God's loving forgiveness, that those sins were washed away. I said on several occasions, as people would tease or make comical comments about Denny, "I am not my brother's keeper." But as I share my closing thoughts, I should be happy to be my brother's keeper, as each of us as Christians should be passionate about being keepers of our brothers and sisters, and not just those that are related to us, but all people, so that all may know, like Denny did, that God created him and all people. We are God's children. And when we open our hearts and minds to Jesus and believe in him as our Savior, he will show us right from wrong and help us to love our neighbors and to be our brother's keeper. Denny, you will be missed. We are thankful for memories of you. And as you shared with me after Bible school this summer, your prayer that I would continue to teach and share my faith with Barrett and Violet by shining my gospel light, I ask each of you to let the image of the lighthouse on the front of our worship folder today remind us to always follow the light of God and do as he teaches us. Let us be the light for Jesus as each of us lets our gospel light shine by being kind, offering forgiveness to one another, and sharing our belief in Jesus as our Savior. Thank you for sharing your time with our family today as we remember Denny's earthly life and celebrate his eternal life with Jesus.